News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, Fianna Fáil's Deirdre Conroy has claimed that her treatment by the media during the recent Dublin-based South by-election campaign will deter other women from entering politics. And we're joined now by Fine Gael TD for Dunleary, Jennifer Carroll McNeil, to discuss this topic. Jennifer, did you see Deirdre's comments and what did you make of them?
I did. And the last thing I'm going to do as a woman in politics is criticise any other woman or her perception or her experience or comment on it too tightly. I would say that, you know, a woman did actually win that election. And fair play to Ivana Bacic. I think she was the 37th woman elected to the Dáil. And when you think about it, we've had close to 1,100 people elected to the Dáil since the foundation of the state, a huge, massive privilege, but only 37 of them have been women. So there is obviously something going on that makes it more difficult for women to get in there. And that's a question for everyone in society, because it is supposed to be the most representative chamber in the state to represent people and their concerns.
In terms of the specific issues that Deirdre Conroy raised, she basically said that the media and online trollers, I suppose, effectively went back on her past, her own social media comments in the past. I just felt, I have to say, that I would have thought male politicians would have been subject to the same kind of trawling back in terms of looking for angles to criticise them, whether it was unfair or not.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. And I think the editorial in the Sunday Times actually was quite interesting across the board, looking at what happened to James Gagan, to Lynn Boylan, looking at it from every candidate's perspective and asking, you know, whether or not social media and some of the pylons that can happen in social media, some of the social media type scrutiny and abuse that happens on social media, whether that's actually serving us as a society, and whether that's actually contributing to our democracy and making it better and stronger, or whether it's actually something that really is off-putting for people in politics and can make it more difficult for people to get into politics or to want to be in politics.
Moving beyond the recent by-election, do you think women are more subject to more toxic abuse online? And have you suffered from that yourself?
I think every woman in the Dáil and the Oireachtas doesn't want to complain about it. Not one of them wants to be a victim or be perceived as a victim. But when you look at how they speak anonymously to all of the journalists and all of the different academic studies that have happened, even since I was elected, there isn't one of us that hasn't experienced that and hasn't tried and hasn't, you know, recounted that in private to other people. It's definitely there. And, you know, it's easier for me to talk about, you know, defending my colleagues and sticking up for them than even, you know, some of the stuff I might get myself. And I have seen my colleagues impacted by it. I have seen them affected. And I mean my female colleagues across the board, not just within Fine Gael. You know, there was one female TD who, after the votes on a Wednesday, someone took a picture of what she was wearing or at a, you know, different, a funny angle or something, and put it up critically and tagged her. And, you know, she saw that. But what the person who did it didn't see was that we all saw that. We were coming down on the stairs with her and we were all looking at it and, you know, making a bit of a joke of it and so on. But you know, you don't want people in politics who don't have an emotional reaction to everything. You want people in politics to be empathetic. You want them to be warm and caring. The flip side of that, of course, is that sort of abuse, it does have an impact. And I think, you know, what you don't want is people like me saying it has no impact or we're tougher than that, because that means then that, you know, that sort of abuse doesn't affect you. It wouldn't affect you if you saw it's someone happening to somebody else.
That sort of
pulls up the ladder behind women in politics and says, actually, you know what, if it bothers you, don't come in. That's not what we want. We want more women to come into politics. We want them to be here.
How can this best be addressed, Jennifer? Is it that, you know, in terms of toxic social media commentary generally, that there should be greater sanctions and greater investigation of who's doing this? Or do we need to make politics a warmer place for women generally in terms of the hours that are worked, in terms of getting more women in there, firstly, so it's not as rare an issue?
The social media side of things absolutely needs to be addressed. I know countless numbers of us have made complaints to social media platforms and they're not followed up and they're not taken seriously. And the reaction of the social media platforms has been very, very disappointing to many of the issues raised. I think what we want is to see more women coming into politics generally, because it's more representative. So how do we do that? Clearly, we have the gender quota legislation, which has had a big effect, and that's going to go up to 40% now in the 2023 election. Politics needs to be a warm place you know, for everybody in a sense. You want people to be there and to be judged on their work. Let's face it, somebody going for election goes for, you know, the mother and father of job interviews through an election process and then a similar process to keep their job. So there's already a very substantial amount of direct scrutiny of what they do on a day-to-day basis without it descending to, you know, what sort of clothes they're wearing or how they did their makeup.
And briefly, Jennifer, sort of more family-friendly hours as well.
But that's an issue for men and women.
Yeah.
You know, like Alan Dillon had his wife had a baby last week. So did Dunica O'Leary. Both of them may want to be around to support their partner. I've introduced legislation to help with remote voting, which would help, you know, young families. The childcare issue across society, Vincent. I mean, it's interesting that you raise it in relation to women in politics. These care issues are across society. They're in every sector. They're not just for making, life easier for women in politics.
Fair point. Yep. Yeah, fair point. And thanks for making it, Jennifer Carol McNeill, Fine Gael TD for Dún Laoghaire.